President Obama is withdrawing 9.8 million acres of the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas from future oil and gas lease sales. Today's announcement comes in conjunction with the Department of Interior's draft five-year offshore plan. Senator Lisa Murkowski has already described it as a gut punch to Alaska's economy. Secretary of Interior Sally Jewell, though, says the withdrawals are limited to small areas of the Beaufort, a 25-mile buffer along the Chukchi coast, and the area around the Hannah Shoal, northwest of Barrow. Except for the Hannah Shoal, Jewell says the proposed withdrawals are already off limits in the current five-year plan.
They already were deferred from oil and gas leasing, and I don't think that anybody that looks at those maps would say that that is an unreasonable amount.
But Alaska Congressman Don Young says the draft puts massive portions of the Beaufort and Chukchi off limits to leasing. Young says President Obama is treating Alaska like an eco-theme park to satisfy his allies. The offshore plan is drawing daggers from environmentalists, too. Greenpeace, the Center for Biological Diversity, and other groups claim that because the plan still allows some oil and gas leases, the plan will aggravate climate change and creates the risk of an oil spill in a region with no infrastructure to support a cleanup. Hannah Shoal is home to a diverse range of fish species and marine mammals. Some of the withdrawn blocks there may be currently leased. The president's order, though, says the rights of those leaseholders are unchanged. Jewell says the withdrawal has no effect on Shell, the only operator close to exploratory drilling in the Chukchi.
There's nothing that we're announcing today that impacts Shell's plans. They have valid existing leases. We've been working very, very closely with them to support the activities that they want to do up there, but to make sure that they're done in a safe and environmentally responsible way.
In a statement, Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino says the company is focused on exploring its existing leases in the Chukchi. But the company hasn't announced whether it will restart its Arctic exploration program this summer. Shell has spent more than $6 billion so far and has asked the government to extend its leases. The earliest are set to expire in 2017. On Sunday, the Obama administration angered Alaska officials by announcing it will seek wilderness status for the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge. Senator Murkowski this week called Obama and Secretary Jewell indifferent to the people of Alaska. Jewell says she respects the senator's passion.
On the personal side, I worked on the pipeline when I was a college student. I have visited Alaska dozens of times. I love the state.
Jewell is planning a trip to Kotzebue next month to go on a retreat with the Alaska Federation of Natives. She says she looks forward to demonstrating her belief in balanced resource development and in listening to all sides.
I'm committed to doing that, and I look forward to coming to the state, and I hope I am welcomed.